We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, and Reish Mem Gimel, the dinim of renting out a field or a bathhouse to a non-Jew. The Rama continues, V'yafal pisha lo l'kacha einu Yehudi rak l'shlish o l'revia. Even if the non-Jew only gets a third of the profits, or a quarter of the profits, v'yishli sural hanab b'mash einu Yehudi ove b'shabbos, and therefore it's clear that the Jew definitely benefits from the work that the Naju does, as he's getting the rest of the profits. Shari, it's still mutter de enu yehudi da'din nafshe ovi, because the Naju is doing the work on his own accord for the percentage of profits that he gets. The Mishnah Berurah comments that there is another distinction between a merchatz and a sada. That last case that we discussed yesterday, the case where the Naju receives a set amount of money and the Jew receives all the profits, even in a sada, this should be mutter me'ikar hadin. As the way that a sadeh works is, it's not that each day a specific amount needs to be done. Rather, in the end, when you work a field, at the end of a certain time period, a certain amount of fruits needs to come out. And if the non-Jew doesn't do the work on Shabbos, it just means that he's going to work harder, going to have to work harder during the week. So him doing the work on Shabbos is on his own accord. That's called the dev nafshe avid, so that he can work less during the week. And yet, Chazal still came along and said, it's Asr Mishu Maris Ayin, because since people see that he's not getting any of the profits, the non-Jew's not getting any of the profits, they'll come to think that the Jew is renting him out as a Schir Yom to work by the day. However, when it comes to a Merchatz, this is going to be Asr Me'ikar Hadin. Because a Merchatz, it's not a set amount that has to come out in the end. Rather, each day is unto itself. And if the non-Jew doesn't work on Shabbos, then the Jew is going to lose out on money, as people who would normally come to the bathhouse on Shabbos aren't going to come. So therefore, this case of the Jew receiving all the profits is going to be Aser Me'ikar Adin when it comes to a Merchatz, but only Aser Mishum Maris Ayin when it comes to a Sadeh. The Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis, continues, Afilu Merchatz O Tanur, even a bathhouse or an oven, which we said is going to be Aser to do Ba'arisus, because people generally rent it out where the Jew gets all the profits. Im hiskirim shana achar shana misparsim adavar alidei kach she'ein darko liskar po'alam el askirim. If every year this person rents it out to a non-Jew and the non-Jew gets some of the profits, v'chein im minag roban she'oso amakom laskirim olitnam barisos, or if the place where he lives, the minag is for the item to be rented out where the non-Jew will get a portion of the profits or all the profits, mutter laskirim le'enu yudi o litnam lo barisus. Then it's going to be mutter to do so. Because as we said, the whole thing is only asa mishum arasai, and if it's in a place where it is not rented out barisus, so if the minhag is for it to be done barisus, or everybody knows that you do barisus every year, so then it will be mutter even in a merchatz or a tanur. The Rama adds, afilu makom ha'asar, im ein ha'merchatz o ha'tanur shel Yisrael, rak secharam me'enu Yehudi, v'chazer v'skirim le'enu Yehudi, shari, de'ein shem ha'Yisrael nikra alav. Even in a place where it is generally not rented out, b'toras arisas, if the merchatz or the tanur is not known to belong to the Jew, rather the Jew rented it from a non-Jew, and then he turns around and rents it to a non-Jew immediately, b'toras arisas, then it's going to be mutter, because there's no marasayin, since people don't even know that it belongs to a Jew. And the Mishnah Berurah adds from the Beis Yosef that it's not only true if you rented it from a non-Jew, but if you bought it from a non-Jew and then you turned around right away and rented it out to a non-Jew where the non-Jew is going to get some of the profits, that's going to be mutter too. There will be no chashash of maris ayin, since nobody knows that it belonged to the Jew at any point, since he rented it out immediately after he received it. The Rama adds another din, v'chein im yesh merchatz v'beis dira, v'ein rochne v'merchatz rach osan shabbeiso. If your merchatz, your bathhouse, is actually in your house, and the only people that use it are people who live in your house, and they know that you rented it out to a non-Jew for him to get some of the profits, so then it will be mutter, because there's no maris ayin, since everybody knows what's going on. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, even if it's in your house, if other people come to use it, then it's not going to be okay, because those people don't know that you have rented it out to a non-Jew, and there will be Maris Ayin by those extra people that come to your house.